Blog Talk Radio.
Boys, and now that we're acquainted, why don't you just sit back, relax, and let me entertain you, let me make you smile, let me do a few tricks, some old and then some new tricks. I'm very versatile. And if you're real good, I'll make you feel good. I want your spirits to climb. So let me entertain you, and we'll have a real good time. Yes, sir, we'll have a real good time. I mean some new tricks.
Disorderly Conduct
with your host
Vince the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Thank you.
Vincent the Gay or what?
Mixed the Shaolin and Wu Tang.
No, we have not. It's just that they're the same.
That's right. My lord, you misunderstand how kung fu works. It doesn't belong to anybody. It evolved.
The wrestler for the grave sitter, babysitter, the jaw twister, open the vault, call your sister. The Pyrex are up in the pile, lobby twister, blunt rolling, only a robe on, some whispers. Knee slapper, the gap packer, blackjacker, extortionist, friendly as fuck, barber backer. One folder over the stove, gold rover, the gear dresser, the chop bagger, Marvin Hagler. Rap stabber, eat you alive, gold tarantula, 16 paces and blow, hold the heckler. 10 sound axle fold. Stolen rolling, all y'all niggas that know me, y'all owe me.
I don't give a damn. Listen.
And I'll kill anyone who dares to go against me.
You know who I'm tired of in the media? I've had enough of Britney Spears. I am tired of this fucking bitch. I mean, I like her more now because she looks like me. But what bothers me about her is she's a phony. See, she's trying to shed that mom image and recapture her sex appeal. Paris Hilton is a legitimate sex symbol because at least she was wonderful for us and fucked and filmed it. You got to respect that. There's a big H in the back and she's, wah, wah, you know. That's a good egg. Britney's a coward, man. She doesn't have the guts to do that. So she gives us all these sneak peeks. These little oopsie shots of her getting out of the limo. Oopsie daisy. Oh, yes. Her awful, ugly pussy. She has an ugly, ugly pussy. It looks like Bill Murray's mouth in Caddyshack.
This kitten got your tongue tied in my pussy.
See, she's trying to shed that mom image.
I'm dying for company.
To recapture her sex appeal.
I notice that you got it. You notice that I want it. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, sicker than the remix. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor.
Winning anyone?
Get you off with the touch, dancing in the dark.
Sex appeal.
You notice what I'm wearing. I notice when you're staring. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. Harder than the A-list. Next one on my hit list. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it no more. Never felt like this before.
I am tired of this fucking bitch.
O-S-H-I-T.
She's a phony.
Deal with it. Await, can't process it. Losers winning.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Vince in the Bay, back here with you. If you want to join me tonight, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. You can join me on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Also, check us out on Tiny Chat. The Insider Extreme Cam, tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. And I'd like to say hello to all the lovely goddesses in the chat room right now. Adrena Lynn, Angel, Hot Janelle. And I know there's several guest listeners that are a little bashful, don't really feel like logging in under their real name. That's fine. But I know some of these guest listeners are ladies, and I appreciate you goddesses of the guest variety. Thank you for listening. That was congratulations, Elohim. You said you love this music. That music that you said you loved was Britney Spears, and that was her new track. She's got a new record coming out in a couple of weeks, so that will be on a future new releases. But that was the first single that's out, and before that, or mixed in with that, was Jim Norton, a great comedian. He's just come out with his own comedy record that came out today, and we'll hear more from that later in the program. But that was actually a little bit from it. He did a little take on Britney Spears on this new comedy record. He's a funny guy. I'll play some more from him. If you like him, you should definitely download it. All these songs that I'm playing tonight are downloadable tonight as of today. New releases Tuesday. I'm Vince in the Bay. If you want to chit-chat with me, the lines are open. 347-826-7667 is the number. There's plenty to chit-chat about, I'm sure. I don't know. There's taking a little look over here in the tiny chat. There's two lovely ladies hanging out in the tiny chat right now. I'm talking about Hot Janelle and Rafina, a.k.a. Adrena Lynn, which is a great porn name. I don't know if that is your porn name, Adrena, but it's fantastic. You should just use that. Don't even make one up. In fact, I'm gonna go to XXXBunker.com and search for Adrena Lynn, because I think I've seen your work before. That name's ringing a bell for some reason. I don't know why. Whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's Fat Tuesday. It's Fat Tuesday, kids. You know what that means, right? Tits. And there's a couple of sets of boobies in the tiny chat right now. We got a little, it's Fat Tuesday right now. We didn't even like show any beads or anything last night. And a particular listener was very inspired and showed her boobies without us even provoking her. It was quite lovely, I must say, and a great way to get a little pre-Fat Tuesday action on. That was good stuff. So anything can happen in that Insider Extreme business over there. So head on over there too if you're in the Blog Talk Radio chat. I encourage you to also open another window with the tiny chat. And vice versa. If you're just in tiny chat, you should definitely, you're only getting half the experience. you want to definitely tune in to Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Big ups to Metal Talk Radio. He is the this chat room, this tiny chat, he is the brains behind it. He took the initiative and created it, and big ups to him. I unfortunately am having problems with actually accessing the actual chat box. Like, I'm in the room, but it's being buggy. For some reason, I can't access the little chat box to leave comments, I'm sure, but I can't access the chat box in there for some reason. So you guys can hear me over there. You'll get the insider extreme angle on things. And I usually have my cam up. It's not up right now. I apologize. It'll be up in a few moments, ladies. Stick around. It's new releases Fat Tuesday. Oh, boy. Frank from West Virginia coming through looking for Bill Wagner. You guys are always looking for Bill Wagner. He's not here, is he? Obviously. Thank you. Moving on. Beach Bum 55, thanks for logging in, bro. Good to have you here. As always, we look forward to seeing you and your antics in the tiny chat room. Yeah. Thank you, Adrena Lynn, helping Frank from West Virginia to find Billy Wags. Good looking out. Appreciate it, sister. All right, well, the glory is going to roll on here with some more new releases. Unfortunately, I have to play some R.E.M. The R.E.M. released a new record today. I hate R.E.M. And I was borderline not even going to play any R.E.M. just because I didn't like anything I heard. And no offense to anybody who likes R.E.M. I'm sorry. I just never was feeling it. There's like a handful of songs that they've ever done that I can listen to and tolerate. And but you know what? I think they might have added one to the mix with their new release. I actually found one track that I liked, and here it is. This is All the Best from R.E.M. right here on Disorderly Conduct, your new releases Fat Tuesday with me, Vince in the Bay. Call me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Booyah. We'll be right back.
I watched a documentary on this woman. Not even a documentary. It was just like an hour special on this woman from Florida. And she was 4 foot 11, 497 pounds, which is a healthy height to weight ratio if you're made of lead and you live on Jupiter. And she was in the news because she was having trouble breathing one night. Her and her husband had finished dinner. Apparently, she just polished off an elk. And I think a hoof went down the wrong pipe. So the ambulance shows up. And we've all heard stories of people who are too fat to squeeze through the door. But the reason they had to cut the hole in the wall for this woman is she was stuck to the couch. Not like you and I get stuck to the couch, or like a human has ever gotten stuck to the couch. She, we've all fallen asleep, let's be honest. You know, you fall asleep on the plastic and you wake up and you go, and your friend goes, you were stuck, and you go, I know, and you high five and laugh for hours. She had been on the sofa for so long that her skin had become grafted to the fabric. Most disgusting slash hilarious thing I have ever seen. Her husband, who should be executed, said she had been on the sofa for 6 years. Look, I've had bouts of laziness and depression, but doesn't a little light go off when you've been on the same piece of furniture through an entire presidency? And they couldn't get her into an ambulance, so they had to load her on the back of a flatbed truck, which has got to be a great moment for a husband. Your wife needs to go to the hospital, you need to call AAA. And she died, as she should have. How'd you think this story ended? With a celery stick and a good-natured anecdote? Fucker. That fucking pig, she's lucky I wasn't married to her. That would have been an ugly 911 call. Yeah, my wife can't breathe. Is something blocking her air? Yes, the cord I have wrapped around her fat neck. I have 1 foot on her face and one on her bunt, and I'm pulling so hard, I just shit into my socks. We'll send an ambulance. No need. Do you have a dump truck and an upholsterer? And you know they didn't have sex. I'm sure he was afraid if he knocked her up, she'd give birth to an ottoman.
Less than mediocre, I reawoken the deeper thoughts of sleeping prophets, regardless of mother's off with my architect dialect. I'm a bet. Y'all are just waking up, staying night. Slap a rapper, take his mic. Greater height, spit around, save a life. In a mind, pay the price. A, B, C, alike. Hey, cream, we a tight. Chemistry, any be sending me. I'ma intently write to the fingertips. Crippled in to be sort of arthritis to finish a line. If you more than rhyme, it's no time for looking back. We in the 25th hour. It's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end, time waits for no man. What's your plan? No time for looking back is done. We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time wait for no man, what's your plan? Yeah. No time for looking back is done. You ever chant with the rebel, dance with the devil, answer the higher levels, ride with the iron elbow, the elbow when hell is circled, where the heat is echo. You ever let go, stresses with pressures falling beyond the kettle. You ever petrify, exercise demons, believing you leave them breathing, they'll get even odds are beyond y'all. Achieving people means to seek and deacons ain't a way out. They bout beat by any means they necessary, but they very young, very young. Hella heaven, them adolescents settling, packing metal and settling street walls. Street force flight behind tight walls when I fall. Psychos strike the right cause, they I pause. Bumping Ricky Ross, kids is on crack, they lost. Wife a lot, no time for looking back, it's done. Golden era over and dead, I'm over your head. No time for looking back, it's done. We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time wait for no man, what's your plan? No time for looking back, it's done. We in the 25th hour, it's now or never. We gotta get it for it's gone forever. Remember, in the end time wait for no man, what's your plan? No time for looking back, it's done.
You better take off before I break off.
No time for looking back is done.
Hey. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. That was new music here on New Releases Tuesday from Rex. Rex, that's spelled R-E-K-S. And the track 25th Hour came out today, dropped today. Just like Jim Norton, who also we also heard from there, another cut from his new comedy record out today, and the Tiny Chat is officially pissing me off because I'm getting some goddamn feedback. I don't know who it is in there, but one of you bitches is feeding back, so I'm muting all of you to me. You're deaf to me. Anyway, yeah, back in that little set, we played some I played R.E.M., All the Best, Jim Norton, One Fat Ass Fucking Lady, that's the track from his new one that just came out today, and Rex, R-E-K-S, 25th Hour. I'm Vince in the Bay. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. I'd like to thank all the goddesses, especially Adrena Lynn, Angel, and Hot Janelle for joining me. Two of those three goddesses are with me right now in the Tiny Chat. That would be Hot Janelle and Adrena Lynn, a.k.a. Rafina. I keep wanting to call her Reefer. I don't know why that is, but some sort of Freudian slip, perhaps. I don't know. It's Vince in the Bay. What do you expect? Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm happy to see that I have some callers now. And let's go to the phone lines now with, I believe, we have Goofy Bone. What's up, Goofy?
Poppin' Vince, how you doing, homeboy?
Doing good, brother. I'm glad that you're here now with me. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm just living large right now, living large.
I hear that. Yeah, it's too bad you don't have your technology in order at the moment, because we're over here in the Tiny Chat. I got two goddesses right now, Hot Janelle and Rafina, a.k.a. Adrenaline. That just sounds like a porn name, doesn't it? Adrenaline.
Yeah, you just get hard hearing that. Hey, man, you know what I'm doing? Watching Adrenaline.
I'll tell you what. Adrenaline and Hot Janelle are gonna go. Are gonna go have a wet T-shirt contest in a little bit, and then they're gonna make out in the tiny chat, bro. It's gonna be incredible. You want to stick around? And you know what? What you're gonna want to do is if you're in the tiny chat though. Find some way to open an extra window and shrink it down so you can block out Beach Bum, because that will destroy your erection, guaranteed. All right? just a little tidbit. All right? Tiny Chat should do something like where you could instead of muting the people, you could like black out their screen. You know, Cannabis Monk almost does it for you. He just wants to know you're lurking. He just wants to resonate just enough to where you see, like, he's got it so low light that you can't really see shit. And I think he's fucked with the contrast or something. And it's just, forget it. He's in the shadows. It's like a ninja. But yeah, man, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm here with my home skillet, hometown homie, Goofy Bone. So, Goofy Bone, anything you boned lately? You want to comment about or worth commenting about?
Oh yeah, man! I had a wonderful woman at the Giggling Grizzly last night in downtown Denver, Colorado. I was out there.
The Giggling Grizzly.
That's what it's called, the Giggling Grizzly.
Oh my God!
Hey, Vince, it's like a
You can't make that shit up, folks. You cannot make that up.
I don't know. It's like one of those like if you were at like a Wild Wild West place, kind of like a Coyote Ugly mixed with a Wild Wild West feeling to it. That's what the bar was. It was a nice bar, nice set of chicks. And you know what? I got to give a shout out to Denver, Colorado women. They are not stuck up, worth anything, man. I mean, the one I banged, she was about a 9.5. She wasn't a complete 10 because she kind of had a mole on her chin. She was a 9.5, man. I mean, she was fucking hot. I thought I was fucking a hooker or something. You know what I mean? But shit. Yeah, she was hot.
Excellent.
What's up? What's popping with you? Oh, sorry about the other day when we were at the party, man, because one of my friends was throwing an event, and I was a special guest there. I don't know why. I was fucking shaking hands and just passing out CDs like some fucking Ronald McDonald fucking charity. But no, I wanted to call you. We were all fucked up. I didn't even know what the fuck we said, but sorry if we fucked up your show or anything like that.
Yeah. Sorry,
are
man.
Are you just agreeing with me, or are you busy?
Sorry, man. I'm distracted here. I'm watching the girls in my tiny chat here, the goddesses, I call them. I don't know where I got that idea to call them goddesses, but they really
probably
are. They're goddesses.
Because I call a lot of women goddesses.
Yeah. You treat them like goddesses too, even if they're fucking hookers out the street.
Exactly. You gotta love the women.
Yep. That's right, brother. That's where it's at.
Man, I'm fucking. I've been drunk all fucking day, man. I took
more power to you, dude.
I took a nap and fucking. I woke up drunk still. I'm still drinking right now. Fucking shots out to Fat Tuesday and all the Mardi Gras out there.
Oh, Louisianian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping a little bit later for Fat Tuesday in celebration that some of the goddesses are going to expose their boobies to us.
Damn. See, Vince, I need some technology.
My finger
now. Well, I feel like I'm back in the fucking 1980s with no internet, no nothing. You know, that's why I've been calling all the fucking shows lately. You know, I'd be in your chat room, but unfortunately, I'm just here,
all good,
looking
man.
At
all in good time. All in good time. You know what? You are the show though, man. Like, yeah, you miss out on the chat room. It's cool. It's fine. That stuff is like fringe benefits. It's fun. It's exciting. But it's nothing without this, without the entertainment value, without the content that is fueling it. So you're a performer, bro. It's in your blood. And regardless of whether you have a computer in front of you, all you need is a fucking goddamn telephone, and that's it. That's all you need. And my number to dial in and fucking, you know, tell us what the fuck's going on. And that's the beauty of where we are, in today's society with technology and all that bullshit.
Oh, man. You know what, Vince? I wish we had a tiny chat, like, on the iPhone or something. Because I'd be fucking at
parties. It's got to be on the iPhone. Are you kidding me? You don't have an
iPhone? No, it's not, because I looked.
Oh. That sucks. They should have. They're losing. Tiny chat, you are losing.
And fucking, you know, I would show you guys the fucking broads I'd be getting. And, you know, these are some hot broads. You know, sometimes I get some chubbies once in a while. You got to. All women are beautiful. Regardless.
Oh, I prefer a little extra cushion for the pushing myself. I do. I like the curves. I like, you know, things that people would find flaws in, I would personally find to be strengths. You know, I find strengths in people's weaknesses. Like, you know, it's little character flaws that make people unique. If everybody was fucking picture perfect, they'd be boring. Case in point, Sandra Bullock.
And her black baby.
Exactly. She's so goddamn vanilla and boring that she has to adopt these Hollywood hookers are so fucking self-absorbed and self-hating that they have to go out, because they're so boring and vanilla, they have to go out and adopt kids from other third world countries to give their lives color and flair. That's what these kids are. They're not even kids to them. It's flair.
Man, it's like Bruno trading a baby for an iPod. You know what I'm saying? That's what these people
totally
are doing.
Totally. Hey, let's bring on 50 rubles. Hey, 50 rubles, what's cooking?
Oh, shit. Hello?
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up, man? What's going on? Yeah, you're on. What's up?
Man, have you heard of YouTube?
I've totally heard of it. It's great, isn't it?
Man, that is a fucking good website.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to cook some gnocchi later.
Gnocchi?
Yeah. You want some?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good. I love gnocchi.
Okay, cool. All right, that's what I was calling for. Well, that's what's on the menu tonight. What's going on the show? Anything new? You don't like Sandra Bullock?
Oh, lots of new shit. Not lots of new shit, dude. There's new Raekwon just came out. Have you heard any of it?
Told me, you know, but I was hoping to tune in on your show for the...
All right. Yeah, here, check out. This is new Raekwon.
Have you heard of iTunes? Have you heard of
what?
iTunes?
Yeah, you can get this on iTunes. It's Raekwon featuring Rick Ross and Ghostface Killah off of Raekwon's new one. Just came out today. You can get it on iTunes. This is Molasses.
What's good, legend? What's going on? Yo, we got to do the intro over and all that, huh? All right. Keep all that. Yeah. Word up. Yeah. Turn me up, son. Yo, Ross, what up, my nigga? Hey, yo. Work to the gold Panameras. Into the wood grain in my labo. I go the extra mile, my flow scalpels. Crew cuts to older niggas. The same room is just the same goons where niggas catch visions of killing cabals. Palestinian armor. Golden rocket launcher, my aunt. She copped it for me, bought it in Rwanda. See demons scheming. Niggas get live in the beacon. I'm sure to shank shit up like Morgan Freeman. Pussy getting rapper. Rich nigga, one on one rinse. Niggas and incidents. My fingerprints been taught. We sell love slinging like semen. The snortable beamers. You love calling niggas names out, you screaming. Try to tap us and plus clap us. Niggas to grab us. Throw you in the rap for your clap ups. Catch me at the Stephen King mansion with four of my Branson niggas with me. Me and Brittany, a dancer. Know your shit authentic by the way your hat fit on your wig. I'm like the Blair Witch nigga in the rented. Curtains in the 5'7", chunky and short. Bag of dope up in the back. See your packages walk. Holding my girl wedding ring. She met her gang, her name is Coretta King. Living Alpharetta and she never leave me. Flow freely, this is all graffiti. The cloth I'm cut from is straight from a rich nigga genie. Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper slide, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow.
Still gritty, lead a pretty to the females. And watch Mother Pearl wear the seashells. Pick up the litter, how this nigga picking paper up. Twitter thug, I'm the timeline strangler. Get him up, banging dangerous and danger dust. Cuban link smoking sink in the Brinks truck. I run with killers who snort powder, extort cowards. Ankle monitors, undergarments, so fuck showers. I give a fuck what you talking about. Mall meetings, we them only niggas walking out. Sparking purple once a nigga done spaghetti slurping. Fly away in my new Scarface.
Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper fly, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper fly, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow.
We in the back roasting marshmallows, bottles of crew. The dialogue is them big chain niggas is rude. Lord Library scholars, potatoes over the 38 from ball heads, all live wires. 11 home, 6 trust funds. Came home from doing the dime. We just left hunch straight up, and we standing over stoves and denim jabots. Brought a Dairy Queen in Queens right next to Lowe's. Our max theater is Astoria Waldorf. Philip Drummond sweet, pretty young thing sucking my balls off. Bubble baths, hash, suited up, eyes closed, silk drawers, fronting in my Kilo Pie waddles, and I still got a half a key in D. Frank Lucas shit, hitting and coughing, flying overseas. And if you ever try to ruin my night, I'ma make sure my best pawn put like 3 in your kite. Shot caller, laying in big laws, rock a Gibraltar on my pinky joint, killing like Hawker. Daytime hawker, nasty street author. Me, Ray, and Rick, Uzi'd out in the porches. Chase, we got a Warner Bro like Malcolm Jamal. I'm a Falcon, 7 Mike Vick with the ball. Cause I can hunt one, hunt two, disrespect, I hunt you down. Ain't a motherfucking fool we can't run to.
Yo, Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper fly, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow. Scarface gangsters, criminal niggas up in the trenches. Army coats on, playing the benches. Getting paper fly, that's the motto. Intelligent goons inside $100,000 whip follow.
Army shit, nigga. Camouflage gorilla shit, nigga. You know what it is, man. Yo, Lex, talk. Yeah. Where your man at? Let's go. Let's gather, my nigga.
Oh, damn. Shit just cuts off like that, I guess. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. In the Bay. And back here with you live on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. We just heard brand new Raekwon there again. This time the track was Molasses featuring Ghost Face Killer. And Rick Ross, who I could do without, quite frankly. I understand he's a big, well-known producer and all, but he can't rap with shit. Anyway, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay, and it's New Releases Tuesday. And the switchboard is wide open, though. That doesn't mean just because I'm playing new music doesn't mean I'm not here to talk about anything and everything. I'm here with 50 Rubles and Goofy Bone.
Goofy Bone.
Yeah. That's right. And I love Harris Faulkner.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by
Mrs. Banks.
Coming up, the president and Democrats,
they're hot,
and tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew, and they're just, but you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving stimulus, dare we say, stimulus, crucial speech on jobs and, dare we say, stimulus.
Did I miss that?
I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner in for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight. Just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know what the fuck is going on over here. But whatever. For some reason, I can't. I put up a little picture up on my tiny chat thing, because I didn't want people to see what I was doing for a second, and I wanted to bring it back down and put back my camera so you folks can see me in all my glory, and for some reason it's not recognizing my camera, so I don't know, we'll see. Tiny Chat is already losing, considering I can't seem to, oh wait, I can't access it. Hey, I can chat now. Look at that. It's so weird. I got to take a screenshot of this, actually, just to somehow give you some perspective here. Oh, wait. I can't tell if I'm doing a screenshot. There we go. Let me go ahead and take a screenshot of that right there. The chat box here on Tiny Chat for me, it's like cut off at the bottom, and for a while there it was cut off in a way that I couldn't actually physically get. Oh, see, now that's what does it, is video windows there are open in Tiny Chat, the bigger the box expands. It squeezes out because it's being framed by this red frame thing, and I can't get my little cursor to go into that little chat box. I can right now. Hey, I keep saying hey though, but I'm like wasting. If somebody drops out of the, like for example, if I were to drop out of my video feed out, I probably wouldn't be able to access it whatsoever. For some reason, it seems like if more video chat windows add into the box, the easier it is for me to see the little box where I'm supposed to put my icon to type into the chat. So maybe I can encourage. Yeah, there we go. Beach bum, perfect. All right, if we could get a beach bum just joined, if somebody else maybe, I don't know, yeah, there we go, Rafina. Oh, wait, now I can't quite get down there now. That's weird. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent LeBay. I have the lovely goddesses with me here in the tiny chat room, Hot Janelle, and also Adrena Lynn. Also, the lovely goddess Angel in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, along with Beach Bum, Cannabis Monk, Dumb Bastard, Hot Janelle, Metal Talk Radio, and Space Poet. Space Poet. Big ups to Space Poet for coming through. Glad you enjoyed some of that Raekwon. I've already played a couple tracks off of that today. I got more music lined up. I already played something from Rex. That 25th hour track is pretty cool from Rex. R-E-K-S. I think you missed it, Space Poet. I played it just a minute ago, but if you haven't heard that track, it's pretty cool. I've never heard of Rex before, but they were wrecking it on that track as far as I'm concerned. I'm a believer. And speaking of being a believer, Neil Young had a reissue today. He had a new release here on New Releases Tuesday as well. I guess it was like some older recordings of his, some old mono recordings were reissued. on iTunes today. So technically, Neil Diamond has a new release for New Releases Tuesday. So you know what? I figured, what the hell? Let's download and upload and flippity-do, skippity-do, and how do you do? Here's some Neil Diamond, kids. Enjoy. It's New Releases Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. I love you.
That's all love is only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seems. Disappointing on good on my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Got my mind, I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Her doubt in my mind, I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Her doubt in my mind, I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
But I've never been homophobic. A lot of guys are homophobic and don't even know it. You ever talk to someone like that? They're like, yeah, I don't mind gay people if they don't run over and touch me. They don't. I see them all the time. They don't just approach strangers. Ah. Mullet. Or maybe it's just me, because I'll be honest, this is not the look that most gay men are after. Every guy, because all they do in the gay community is work out. I mean, every guy in the gym I go to is a homosexual. No one looks at me. Literally, I am like a ghost in the gay gym. I've had guys get on equipment I was still using. I walked into the steam room, there was a nude man, he looked me up and down, then he put on his towel and walked out. And I was offended. I didn't want to fuck him, but sometimes you want to go, ah, no thank you. But I like having gay friends, man, because I'm trying to redecorate the apartment. Because my girlfriend now, I want her to feel like kind of welcome when she comes in, and it's a very male-oriented vibe. I mean, honestly, all I have is like signed Black Sabbath stuff and Ozzy shit all over the wall. I don't have anything that a woman would kind of, you know, dig. And I'm stupid. I don't know what a woman wants. I mean, I would just hang up giant photos of dicks. You like that, you size queen? So my gay friend has more of a fashion sense that's closer to women. But just arrogant, man. Gay people are very arrogant. Like, he and I went to a furniture store, and I found a sofa that I love, so I call him over. I thought it was really modern. And I'm like, you know, what do you think? And he's really condescending. He runs his hand over, and he goes, ah, you idiot, the material's too rough. Then I realized we had different priorities when sofa shopping. When I'm buying one, I don't have to wonder what it's going to feel like mushed into my face for an hour at a time. He has to worry about that because he has narcolepsy. Tends to doze off while he's being shitter-fucked. And we had a really uncomfortable moment. Like, I try to treat all my friends the same, but sometimes it's tough. Like, we were just hanging out. We saw this really good-looking blonde-haired guy. My friend goes, you see that guy? He used to work out at my gym. I had him in the shower. And I really wished he wasn't comfortable enough to blurt that out. Yet I still found myself going, what happened? And can I tell you, it was a fantastic story. Is it gay if a guy is telling you a story about another guy and you keep going, wait, go back.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, that was some rocking stuff, wasn't it? What's going on here? It's Vince LeMay. I'm back here on the air live. 347-826-7667 is the number. Wow, we've got a whole another hour to go here, folks. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. Big ups to everybody in the chat room who's in the chat room right now. Adrenaline, Beach Bum, Cannabis Monk, Hot Janelle, Metal Talk Radio, and Space Poets. Anyway, also we have in the tiny chat room, my good compatriots in there, Evan Williams, whoever that is, Beach Bum, Rafina, Hot Janelle, Cannabis Monk, and Guest 27. Wait, is Guest 27 in both chat rooms? No, there's Guest 27749. And is there a small animal yelping behind you there, Goofy Bone? What's happening?
What was that, Vince?
I don't know. There was something. It sounded like a small animal or a child or something in the background there. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching the Book of Eli.
Oh, right on. Yeah, it's good flick.
Yeah, no, it's kind of old. It was like last year. I'm just snagging some parts for my new album off this, you know. So, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt the show.
No problem. No problem. Anytime, man. Anytime. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Fat Tuesday. Unfortunately, it is Fat Tuesday in Mardi Gras for Mardi Gras participants, but unfortunately for yours truly here, Vince in the Bay, it's Fat Tuesday every Tuesday. But I'm working on it. I'm trying to get back into the game, trying to shed some pounds. I'm back on a regiment. I've got this new program of winning. I've recently discovered winning thanks to Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
Exactly. So suddenly I've embraced winning, and I've noticed instant results. Upon just letting myself go and just win nonstop. Like, in the past, I used to win every once in a while. When I really wanted to, I'd win, but I wouldn't be just winning all the time. And Charlie Sheen made me realize, you know what? Fuck it. You can always be a winner every single moment of your existence. And that's why why I decided I'm just going to be a balls-to-the-wall Gnarls Gnarlington. Like all of these people, he's fetishizing like that guy Brian Wilson from the Giants. That dude, he's all got. Charlie Sheen got a big boner for him. Oh, actually, you know what? I missed the latest edition of the Sheen's Corner. I forgot. I let out last night. I still haven't gotten around to messing around with much of that video. I haven't uploaded any of it yet, but. I started looking at it today, last night I was at a gig, and I missed the show last night. Get us up to date on where he's at.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Well, no doubt about it. I believe that. All right. Let's take a minute here and get back into the music. I'm Vincent Bay. Thank you, CK, for joining the party here. Patriot Greg. Oh, great. Here we go. Hang on.
Okay, apparently I was Patriot Greg there. My bad. I'm getting feedback here.
All right, I'm going to get back into the music here. I'm getting some serious feedback action. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back into some new music here from what do we play here a minute? Oh, I want to tell you, first of all, we played Neil Diamond. I played I'm a Believer. It's a cover, I guess. I don't know who did that. Did the Monkees do that originally? Who knows? But that was a cool rendition of an old track that was re-released. A mono recording, because that's how they were recorded back in the day, mono. What else? Oh, I played Children of Bodom. That's a new track from them. Children of Bodom, B-O-D-O-M. And the track was It Worth It? And I don't know if it was worth it, quite frankly. But it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. Also, new music released today by Lupe Fiasco. Fiasco, whatever you want to say it. Lupe Fiasco came out with a new record, and here's the big whoop-de-doo track from him. And you know what, folks? Quite honestly, well, I'll tell you what I think of the new Lupe Fiasco after I play this track. But my Skype apparently was having some problems. I'm going to get that back up and running and be back with you here in just a moment. But first, let's hear some bullshit from, some new bullshit from Lupe Fiasco featuring MDMA. Now, if I'm not mistaken, MDMA is the chemical compound for ecstasy. If I'm not mistaken, should be the case. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. No judgments here. And here you go. New Lupe Fiasco, Beautiful Lasers, featuring MDMA. Be right back.
There's only two ways. Pretend to the end that you don't feel change. Don't admit that your faith is weak. Don't say that you feel like dying. Life's hard and it feels like diamonds. Go home, shit's far too gone. Much too late, even feel like trying. Can't understand what I'm saying. Can't figure out what I'm implying. If you feel you don't wanna be alive, you feel just how I am. I'm on the dark side, and you can't come find them. Hell when it's light all around you, yeah, when it's dark all inside them. No winners when it's me against me. One of us just ain't gonna survive. My heart been broke for a while. Yours been the one keeping me alive. Stop these nightmares. I just wanna touch your face. All you see is on my feet. All I see is all my flaws. All I hear is all my demons. Even through your applause. All you see is all my flights. Well, all I see is all my fouls. All you see is all my rights. All I see is all my wrongs. Door keeps telling me to fight. Gun on the table telling me to come on. Telling me to put a mess on my head. Then put it up right next to my dome. Door keeps telling me to find a reason. Anything to keep me from squeezing. Simple as things, yeah, you really like summer. You really like music. You really like reading. Love, love. I can't win if it's me against me. One of us ain't gonna survive. And my heart been broke for a while. Yours been the one keeping me alive. Yours been the one keeping me alive. Yours been the one keeping
There's
me alive.
There's only two ways.
Gay or what?
Patriot Gregging anymore. I've tried to correct the situation. I'm back in the mix here. It's Vincent Bay. We got about 30 minutes to go in the program, the live version of the program. Who knows where this is going to take us, kids? This cavalcade of mediocrity could continue well into the early morning hours. It did last night on the Tiny Chat. That was a lot of fun. And I'm back in the mix over there. We play. We're here live with you in Tiny Chat and on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Vincent the Bay, tinychat.com/Vincent the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. I usually spew out timely, insightful, humorous musings throughout the day and retweet interesting and informative tweets from other individuals on Twitter. So I hope you'll check me out on twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna take calls for the next 30 minutes. The lines are open, 347-826-7667. I have a lot of people listening on the switchboard who have called in. I've been hanging out, and I appreciate it. And I encourage you, if you feel it compelled to press the number one and join me here. I won't bite, I promise, unless I'm requested to. But this works a lot better when people call in and talk to me. Don't worry, I'm not going to make a fool out of you or try to make fun of you in some way. Unless you call attention to yourself and bring it on yourself, then I'll attack. This puppy don't bite unless you really want him to. Sometimes I think people maybe get intimidated and don't want to call in, but I consider this a call-in show, although tonight it's more of a music show. I fancy my program to basically be a cross between Howard Stern, Love Line, and Rock Line. And tonight it's more of the Rock Line thing, although I don't have some whiz-bang artist to promote on the show. But I do have plenty of music for you guys to check out, like Children of Bodom. I don't know, maybe Cannabis Monk or Hot Janelle can attest to them. They seem to sound like they're metalish. I know you guys are into metal, but Children of Bodom, I'd never heard of them before. And of course, Metal Talk would know too, I'm sure. Children of Bodom. I'd love to get schooled. I just heard that their new record that came out today, and it was all right. That was a cool track. I like that track that I played. It was What Is It Worth? Or no, What Is It? No, What It Was It Worth It? That's what it was. Children of Bodom, Was It Worth It? That's the track that I played. Good times. Yeah, so, you know, I apologize. I played that Lupe Fiasco Beautiful Lasers crap. Holy shit. What a ball of garbage that was. You know, I don't know what people see in Lupe Fiasco. No offense, brother, but seriously. I saw him at Coachella a couple of years ago. Wow, that was 07. It's 4 years ago now. Yeah, Coachella, 07, Lupe Fiasco, not impressed. This new Lupe Fiasco, it's all auto-tune and shit. It's like at this point, if you're using auto-tune, you're using it to be ironic, all right? You're doing a Saturday Night Live sketch. You're doing a YouTube video. You're not doing a legitimate top 20, top 40 hit. No, moving on. Yeah, so I've played pretty much all of the new stuff that appealed to me that came out. I mean, I even played REM, for God's sakes. It's terrible. The track wasn't that bad, though. That All the Best, that track for REM that I played, that was a pretty cool track. But, yeah, I opened up the show. I didn't comment on the track that opened up the beginning of the program, which... if you're tuning into the show late, catch the archive of the program. In the archive, you'll find the opening track. I played a new song that came out today from a new record that Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church put out. That's Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church. I opened the entire show at the top there with the track Let Me Entertain You, which I thought was a fun track. This one's probably worth downloading the entire record. I would say of all these top new released tracks that came out today, I will say that if you're going to download the entire album, any of these records, if you liked the little sprinkling of what I played tonight from Raekwon, Lupe Fiasco, REM, Jim Norton, Britney Spears, Neil Diamond, Rex, Children of Bodom, and Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church, I don't know if any of those necessarily are worthy of... If you liked any of those individual tracks from those people, by all means, you'll probably like the entire record that they put out. But the only ones that I sampled that I felt like maybe I'd want to download the whole thing were Raekwon, which all those Wu-Tang guys, you kind of have to download the whole thing and listen to it all together. Because like you heard, I played a couple of tracks. I'll play another track in a second. Or before I get out of here, I'm going to play one more track from Raekwon. But the end of the track just kind of cuts off abruptly. That's because they do these records as like concepts. All these Wu-Tang guys, all the records are done as like a concept album. And really quick, as a quick side note, for those of you listening, and those of you, especially those of you listening on your phone or on Skype, who are on the switchboard, if you notice, if you notice that I am Patriot Gregging, a.k.a. like I'm having problems with my audio, like my... Every once in a while, with my Skype connection, the audio would just start skipping around and acting weird and stuff. And the term is Patriot Gregging. And so I'm not always looking at the chat, but I do usually have the switchboard in the corner of my eye. So a few people that are dialed in, if you ever want to have a weird connection sound and some fishiness going on, you know, you can just raise your hand, press one and say, hey, Vince, you're Patriot Gregging or whatever. But that's the term. It's Patriot Gregging.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah. So Raekwon, good shit. Also some good shit, this Gypsy Rose Lee, Sandra Church. Oh, yeah, I was saying, of all these people that I would download the whole thing, I would download probably... Raekwon's whole record, because I think it has to be experienced in its entirety. I would not download anything on this Lupe Fiasco. No offense, Lupe Fiasco, but it was fucking garbage. REM, that's, like I said, that's the only track I found appealing but from that at all. Jim Norton, I would download that entire record. Download that entire thing. If you like that Jim Norton stand-ups, download the whole thing. You'll love the whole thing. It's great. I played three little snippets from it. I played one fat ass fucking lady and Gay Guys Rule. And I also played him Britney Spears' Vagina. That one's, yeah, the Jim Norton one's definitely worth downloading the whole thing. The Neil Diamond thing, I'm a believer. You know, if you like that little track, he does a bunch of little standards on that reissue. That's worth checking out the whole thing if you like that. Rex, I don't know. I like 25th Hour. I'm kind of looking to hear some more. Jerry's still out for me on that. Children of Bodom, kind of the same thing. I like that one track, but the other stuff I was kind of like, I don't know. But Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church, I think, is worth checking out some more, and we're going to do that right now. I opened up with Let Me Entertain You, and now I'm going to move on to a track from them called I Can't Strip to Brahm. I think that's how you pronounce it, Brahm. It looks like it's spelled Brahms, B-R-A-H-M-S, Brahms, Brahm. It's the composer, Brahm. I Can't Strip to Brahm is the name of the track. And from Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And new releases Tuesday with Vince in the Bay.
At the age of 9, I sang in the choir and did transcriptions for the lyre. At the age of 12, my heart was set on doing grand opera at the Met. From the beginning, I had trouble with my chest tones. My problem was biological. Too much chest, not enough tone. It was all too discouraging, that learning to sing, until the Messrs. Minsky took me under their wing. They put my name on Broadway in electric lights. Below, it said wrestling Thursday nights. But I still clung to the classics. However, it would appear that classical music is not conducive to a stripteaser's career. Somehow, I can't strip to Brahms. Can't do the bumps to Puccini. I find it most unpleasant, stripping to poet and peasant. And heaven knows I'd play to an empty house if I ever got hot to Johann Strauss. To the music of Rimsky-Korsakov, I could never take a corset off. And how many sailors would pay to see me strip to Massenet? I didn't give up without a struggle. I mean, I really tried. Bringing classical music to burlesque to me was a matter of pride. One week I tried stripping to Wagner. What a production that was. First, I got rid of the spear. Then slowly, sensuously, I took off my helmet. As the lights dimmed, I went to work on the armor. Piece by piece, bit by bit, rivet by rivet, I dropped it in the orchestra pit. Then I stood there doing my dance, hitting high C while I took off my garter belt. All I can say is, to hell with Gotterdammerin and the whole damn ring. I was black and blue for weeks. For a change of pace, I stripped to Così Van Tutte. Not all of it, of course. I dropped the fan and used just the tutte. The next week, I was Margarita, and nothing but a long golden braid. Well, that was quite a success until the night of the raid. But I might as well face it. My public is not smitten with Smetana. Mozart does nothing but nothing for my art. To the haunting strains of Anton Arensky, the boys in the back row can't tell a he from a she. and to the music of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, they'd never yell, take it off ski. There's no getting away from it. I can't strip to bronze. Can't shake my fan to Chopin. Maria Callas can have it. I'll leave her to Tosca while I toss my tassel to something less classical. I can't roll a sock to Bach. I gotta rock, rock, rock around the block. There's Korsakov, Rachmaninoff, Glatchinoff, Prokofiev, and here I am with nothing off. I'll have to go on shaking my beads to the music published by Leeds. Boys, I can't take that off. I'll catch cold.
And regardless to how much power you have, when God sends prophets and messengers, they don't care nothing about your power because they come from the power.
Red nigga, I'm a wonder. Your best success is my worst blunder. Fed tap the number. Jerry Jacqueline Onassis could appreciate we to alleviate the pain. Eddie King, Bishop Pye, Pinky Ring. Watch your conduct, nigga. Throw parties for my niggas that's living, you guessed it. Models, y'all keep them if they anorexic. Love them but can't trust them. Hate them but won't bust them. Caking and saving, spinning, wasting. It's like a custom. Tat the hieroglyphics. Lipstick on the collar. I got more to lose than you do, but I'm a rider. When did the rules change? Y'all living trendy on pennies, meeting deadlines with ease, no games. You fire on butane, Gator Tim's ostrich belt. These be the times that I surprise myself. My niggas looking like black crows at packed shows. The Don voice stays pristine like I'm still 17.
I'm rich, black, African, rocking the golden Mac. Sterling leather, Gucci leggings on my back. Willie Bostic, hoodlum in the trench. Rinse these niggas, 86 gazelles, dicing near the fence. Mike Tyson, disciple, trifle when my pen is a rifle. 16 ways to shoot you through your Chrysler Duke. Exhaling with niggas, the jails argue. Bring the best niggas to the table, I stick four of my whales on you. Custom wooded speakers, rock leases. Run from polices, dump on creases. Holidays with preachers, stainless steel watches. Ostrich turtlenecks, here's the deal. If we can't come in, they can't have a feel. Bones and Cisco, murder instrumentals. Cayenne horse rap, how many horses live official? I run with generals who flash Uzis in interviews. My shit is deep, you flop swimming.
Verse two gotta be all murder, just like the first verse. Tim's yellow like the hair on a Malibu surfer. Yellow like my Harry Winston glistening on B. Yellow like New York City pissing concrete.
Right, who voted toasting in the wind? Las Vegas Otis, what you know? Leave it right here, we ghosts in the Lotus. Put a package on your head, be promoted. Keys in effect, paying these dumb fucking D's off the donuts.
I hate to see you acting like a slave to get an advance here, an advance there, because somebody else controls your destiny.
Hey, yo, I'm rich, black, umbrella, calico, Captain West Craven with a blade in the black. I'm hood ornaments, junkies win awards in my tournaments. My shit is listed like a performance pick. You know we order hits, planes flying, niggas is sure to get you. Whether in Costa Rica, Lisa, she's sure to twist you. Eating shallow mane with chopsticks, Glocks with aim, watermelon chips. Pop some pain for all the riches. Niggas forcing out they feelings, kids. Whether in hallways or the boats, now fillers, kids. Out in Alaska and the Athens, remember my passion. Hungry wolf who never eaten his castles. Bolivian connects, restless, yeah. Chef and ambidextrous, quick to back you in like the Lexus shit. Hunted by the FBI, we gracious. More demonstrations, shit is tough, milk the carnation.
It was the Shaolin. The Shaolin. The poison your master drank is familiar to the Shaolin monks. If you don't talk, you're gonna die.
Enough.
Quiet,
there's no point to it. He's just like his master. He's not gonna tell you.
And it goes into another song. Yeah, that's it's worth downloading the whole thing. It's a new track there from Raekwon with Nas. Raekwon and Nas, new track off the new Raekwon. And I'm Vincent the Bay. Got about 10 minutes to go here on the live program. If you want to join me, you should do so now. The number 347-826-7667. I'm having a little technical difficulties, as you can tell if you're in the chat room. Obviously, my technology is not being agreeable at the moment, and I am not dialed in on Skype, and it's all good. It's fucking BTR. And apparently, I smell something burning, and it smells like some like something overheating, but like some like electronics overheating, and I can't tell what it is. And I think it might be this new little lamp shade that I have. It's like freaking out. Or it's not the lamp shade, it's the lamp itself. It's kind of a trip. Whatever it is, what it is, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to be taking calls for another 10 minutes here, live on the air. I'm going to try to get back, navigate myself back into the chit chat room here. And join you on blogtalkradio.com/Vince and the Bay. Don't forget, you can join me also on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Vince and the Bay. Also check out my website, vincesvault.com. Once again, that's vincesvault.com. I have some old recordings on there. I got to update it. It's really cookie cutter and cut and paste and really poor production value. Actually, if there's any web folks out there that are really up on the whole website thing and are willing to donate time and energy and get full credit for making Vince's Vault look interesting, feel free to hit me up. Like I said, you can reach me best on Twitter. I'm on Twitter all the time. If I'm not on BTR, I'm on Twitter. It's ridiculous. Sad, really. Anyways, new releases Tuesday in Vincent the Bay. We heard pretty much all the music that I wanted to play. Played three tracks from Raekwon. But that piece of garbage from Loopy Fiasco. REM, also known as REM, played the track All the Best. Jim Norton, I played One Fat Ass Fucking Lady and Gay Guys Rule. You got to check out Jim Norton. Download that, kids. Do yourself a favor. Download that new Jim Norton. Also, I played Neil Diamond, I'm a Believer. Rex, that's R-E-K-S, Rex, 25th Hour. This is the track from Rex, Children of Bodom, B-O-D-O-M, Bodom. The track from Children of Bodom was it Worth It? And also Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church. How'd You Like to Spoon With Me is the track I'm going to play right now. I love this one. How'd You Like to Spoon With Me? Sounds inviting, doesn't it, ladies? Goddesses, if you want to join me, now's the time. 347-826-7667. How'd You Like to Spoon With Me? This is the name of the track I'm about to play here from Gypsy Rose Lee and Sandra Church. Thank you.
would you like to hug and squeeze? Dangle me upon your knees. How'd you like to be my lovey-dovey? How'd you like to spoon with me? Hug and squeeze. Dangle me upon your knees. How'd you like to be my lovey-dovey? How'd you like to spoon, spend a honeymoon? How'd you like to spoon with me? Oh, come on.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
For joining me tonight on another successful new releases. This is the Fat Tuesday edition. I'm sorry I didn't get enough female callers tonight. I was hoping that some of these callers would come in and show their tits on the air, but hey, the night is still young, and Tiny Chat is open for an indefinite period, so it could get interesting over there, or not. I'm over there now. I'm hanging out with who do we got in here? Oh, we got Metal Talk Radio, Beach Bum, Hot Janelle, Cannabis Monk, and Guest 27 in the Tiny Chat. Also in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Thanks for kicking it, hanging in here till the very end. Cannabis Monk, Hot Janelle, and She-K, and a couple of guest listeners. Good times tonight. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. Space Poet was in here earlier. Adrena Lynn was here. I apparently it's past some people's bedtime. Fair enough. It's past my bedtime too. I'm ready to get out of here myself. I had a great time hanging out tonight with everybody. I appreciate Goofy Bone calling in and he's back here. Wait, Goofy, what's up?
Oh, what's up, Vince? Hold on. Okay, now I'm just I was unpacking my shit and just tuning in. Oh, is the show over already?
Yeah, we're wrapping it up, man. Do you have any final thoughts? Anything before anything you want to say to everybody out there before we go?
Yeah, man. Let's go out and enjoy life. Fuck the dumb shit.
Yeah, so that's what I'm about to do right now, man. I'm gonna heed your advice. I'm gonna go out right now and embrace that mantra and make shit happen. I'm gonna go out. It's kind of brisk out tonight. Nonetheless, I'm going to go out for a little hike into the urban jungle that is the Upper Haight district of San Francisco, and I'm going to brave the cold weather and being accosted by panhandlers and gutter punks and dirty, washed-up hippies. Good times. That's how we roll here in California. That's right. Good times. Well, that's it for new releases Tuesday. New releases Fat Tuesday. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'll be fat next Tuesday as well, even though it won't be a Fat Tuesday. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay, and also on Tiny Chat, tinychat.com/VincentTheBay. Be in there for a little bit before I go to bed. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you very, very much, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio for Disorderly Conduct. Good night. Big Bear on White Horse.
deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.